This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
AM 1020, it's KDKA Radio. More Biden texts. And sometimes these are not easy to read because you get, the text comes over in three different parts. And if a text comes in between, it's different and broken up, so you kind of have to skip around. But... and I suppose you never considered that maybe the person who was offended at your Biden comment has a relative that was in a concentration camp because you're trying to be funny. The word Biden, when I'm referencing Biden, Pennsylvania, offended you? Well, I'm sorry. And I believe the German pronunciation wouldn't even be Biden, it'd be Baden. Don't look for a reason to be ticked off. There are enough. There are enough. Another text. Biden is home to two Anderson's candies. I can't read the rest of it. It's funny. I'm not going to read it. I'm not trying desperately to do anything. That's the whole point of tonight's show. There's a lot of desperation, and we need to have a conversation about dialing down the twitch. So, you know, I appreciate you completely missing the point, both in terms of pronunciation and location and concept. Ta-da! 866-391-1020. And it is, it's Baden. My favorite text of the night from the same person. And don't misunderstand, man. If you send me something and it's slagging me, I'll read it. I absolutely will. And here's why. You took the time to write it. If it meant enough to you to write it, it means enough to me to read it. Now, there is a limit. If you send me 75 messages and they all say the same thing and it's all of you, I'm only going to read one or two. But my favorite, you must be protected by upper management that you can talk to people however you like. I'm not talking to people however I like. I'm talking to people within the confines of the rules and mores of my job. This isn't what talking to people the way I like. It doesn't sound like this. It's not even close. Compare and contrast the way I talk here and the way when I talk to people the way I like. Oh, my goodness. Oh, so many differences. And I'm not trying desperately to do anything, quite the opposite. If I was desperate, I'd be screaming, oh, we're all going to die. But I'm not. I'm pointing out the fallacy of the people that are freaking out like that. You're trying so desperately. Now stop. Now I'm the age now. I just turned 56. I ain't trying desperately to do squat at this point in my life. I did that. Gary in Georgia. Hey, man.
Hello, Ed.
How are you?
Thanks.
What's the matter? What's the matter? You sound down.
No, nothing's the matter.
Okay, all right.
No, nothing's the matter. It's just probably the way I talk.
Mm. You're dull. That's a dulcet tone. That's mellow. That's good.
Okay.
All right.
Just me. I think I've listened with interest. Sorry you had to go through that with that. You have broad shoulders for that comment made.
It oh, no, me. Man. Look, no, but see, Gary, here's the deal. The day that I sit here and ignore right. people disagreeing with me, I'm not being true right. to what this is. If you're going to do this job, it's absolutely vital that you are capable right. and willing to have somebody say, okay, you're full of crap. Here's why. That's part of it.
Goes with the territory, right?
Yeah.
It just reminds me of one of my favorite thoughts is be kind for everybody you meet or even talk to mm-hmm. fighting a hard battle.
They're fighting a battle that you know nothing about.
Right.
That's it.
I wanted to ask you quickly one more thing, if I may.
Dude, you can ask me slowly. I'd rather listen to you than me.
I just thought about the mass transit situation in cities like Pittsburgh. That must be a terrible dilemma.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are worried about, are they going to be able to get to work? There are stores I just saw, I think it's the La Trobe Walmart. There are stores uh-huh. that were 24 hours that are now cutting back on that. I think the La Trobe Walmart just announced they're going to be open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. but no more overnight hours. It's not what you can do and suddenly can't do as much as it's the uncertainty about what's going to change tomorrow.
What's happened with the transit in Pittsburgh?
I have not seen anything about the buses running or not running on any different schedule. The parade was today. Except it wasn't. They canceled the parade.
Sure.
But the South Side was still full of drunk green people, like every other St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. So. All right. Thank you. Thank you for the time.
Yes, sir. You take care of yourself. Eddie, where did we get all this emergency money when we have a huge deficit? That's a good question. That $1.5 trillion that just, oh, no, here. It's a good question. There are more pressing questions right now. That falls under the heading of political crap we'll get to after everybody stops coughing. Another text, don't you think all these health clubs should be closed to stop the spread of the virus? One study says corona can survive in the air for 3 hours. Where's that one study? First off, health clubs are. Health clubs are the gym that my daughter belongs to. No, they put signs up. Till further notice, here's what's up. And the reason is because of all the sweat and all the grossness at a health club. And it says, who has the authority to close them? The corporate office of whoever owns the health club. Whoever's in charge of that business, if you have a business and you're in charge of it, you can stay open. If there isn't enough business to justify the cost of staying open, it gets a lot easier to say, all right, I'm going to shut down. But if it's a chain, a corporate stuff, like the Walmart story, the Walmart in La Trobe didn't decide that on their own. Somebody higher up the corporate chain said, okay, here's what we're going to do. This text says, Giant Eagle Southside is open from 7 a.m. to 10. Not enough staff and groceries. There's that, too. Are people able to get to work? Are people able to come to work that suddenly got saddled with family responsibilities that 4 days ago they didn't have? We are, not politically, I mean, yes, we are, but more so right now than politically in a time we've never been, we are culturally in a time we've never been. We have never, ever, ever been better able to instantly freak out and share our freak out with the planet than we have that capability on our phone right now. So, in with the good air. KDK Radio. News Radio. It's AM 1020. KDKA. A friend of mine just texted me, and the text is a perfect example of why she's my friend. She's been listening, and that's not why she's my friend. That shows she's delusional. But she just texted me. What board game could you deal with for the next week and a half? I don't know. That's a great question, because there are people, through no fault of their own, that are looking for something to do, that are stuck. And I loved what I saw earlier today in Italy, where people are stuck, as in, don't leave the house. They're all sitting on the balconies and they're playing music for each other, ingesting versus expressing. And one of those things that traditionally kept us in our nice, happy cocoon, or would allow us to remain in our nice, happy cocoon no matter what, sports. No matter what happened in the world, sports, it can unify. It really can. And all that's gone. And there are a whole lot of people sitting down next to each other that are going to have to decide what's tougher, the deeply uncomfortable silence or trying to come up with a conversation that's not about politics or sports. Because politics gets people wound up. Sports, there's nothing to talk about until they come back. There's only so many times you can report that there's still nothing happening. And that text is brilliant. What board game could you play for the next week and a half and not go crazy? If there was ever an opportunity for a game of Monopoly to start, happen, and finish, now's it. Now is it. No Monopoly game in the history of man has made it all the way till the end, short of being stuck somewhere. Othello would be good. Stratego would be good. You couldn't play Operation for a week and a half. That would drive you crazy. That, no. But now you got me thinking about board games. The game of life would be, I don't know, it'd be uncomfortable. You're stuck not living your life while you're playing a virtual game of life. And again, I don't think you could go a week and a half with the spinner, the clicker. No. Woodstock in Pittsburgh. Woodstock, thank you for calling. You're on KDKA. Hey.
Eddie, how are you tonight?
I'm good, man. What's up with you? How are you spending your time?
Well, hey, you know, you got me going again. Once again, I'm one of those gig economy people you talked about before. My life revolves around having to do commercials and things like that, and working with the sports sometimes.
Yeah, it's well, I explain to people that don't get it. You don't have a 9-to-5 job. You don't have a steady paycheck. You have a project existence. When you're working on a project, whether it's a film shoot or whatever it is, you're making money. Until you get the next project after that, and I'm sure you've learned this, what do? You put away that money until the next project.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for 40 years, so I have a little bit of experience with it. Some of the younger people in the business don't have that kind of control.
Is this their rude awakening that, hey, you got to plan past your fingertips?
I think so, for everybody. Mm-hmm. But, you know, once again, you got my mind going, talking about Pittsburgh guitars. And
well, did you hear the story? Did you hear when I was talking about it? I called John, the owner, just to get a heads up. It's like, hey, man, what's going on down Southside? It's usually a mess. And he said, it's great. There are people down here and everybody's having a good time. But it wasn't this mass pile of people that showed up after the parade ended. It's been all day. So,
yeah, and I was driving in from the north end from Cranberry through Wexford when I was listening to that, and I was experiencing the opposite extreme because my wife called and asked me if I could get a few things on the way home for her, things like laundry detergent and things like that.
Dude, when she called, how long did it take of you reminding yourself that you love her rather than tell her, what, are you kidding me?
Well, you know what? I stopped at right on the side. There was a Whole Paycheck. I mean, Whole Foods, not Whole Paycheck, Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Hubbard's cupboard was bare there. They had none of the laundry detergent I wanted.
Right.
And, man, it looked like somebody had been through there and just... in fact, there were some people in there taking pictures of the shelves. Customers who were saying they were doing that because it was historical for them. And I showed my age. I said, hey, well, last time I remember this happening was right about the 1974 oil embargo. And they gave me a strange look. I said, look it up. You'll see.
Look it up. Yeah, you'll see. What do you mean get gas on odd numbered days? What? Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, as for me, I'm going to have a few weeks off here and not doing anything because my contracts are canceled for any commercials I had to do.
Right.
So I'm going to dig out the Stratocaster and the Mesa Mark IV and set it up and call a couple of friends over here, and I think we're just going to have them.
And you're just going to sling that sweaty disease all over them guitars?
I think we're just going to,
pass the time.
Do like the Italians are doing.
Yeah.
For our pleasure. And hey, as far as board games concerned,
yeah.
Before you go to break here, I think for me it would have to be Feds and Heads, man.
Feds and Heads.
Yeah, you don't remember that game, do you?
No.
Look it up.
That sounds like something R. Crumb would have done the cover art for.
I believe he was involved in it. I think he might have done some of the artwork for it.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up. My biggest issue with the things that he just said, I don't know about a single coil Strat getting hooked up to a Mesa. It seems like, I don't know. Okay. Unless it's not a single coil. Unless it's like a Fat Strat or an HSS. Okay. And I'm extremely snotty when it comes to amps. Nothing sounds like a Vox AC-15. And no, as well protected as I am by management here, can I afford a Vox AC-15? No. This text says, doesn't it occur to you that this is a remarkable time for us to put our focus back where it belongs, off of ourselves and onto our Creator? I don't think today is more or less important as far as that focus at all. But I think our Creator, and I've said this before, the greatest gift that God gave me, and this is me personally, you can have your own trip right on, but the greatest gift God gave me is the ability to reason, the brain. I'm going to apply reason when I'm trying to gather all the information I can gather. But off of ourselves and onto our Creator, I think the greatest way to pay homage to our Creator is to care for each other. Your God may be different than my God, but I think me praying to my God is going to impress my God less than me doing the will of my God, i.e. helping others. I think that's good. It's saying versus doing. This text says, hand soap's going for $30 on Amazon and online. It's crazy. I said this earlier. There was one guy, he bought up just a crap load of hand sanitizer and was going to sell it on eBay. New York Times or Washington Post had this story. But he bought up thousands of dollars worth of hand sanitizer and was going to make a killing. Most people say the stock market. This guy's no hands. And I guess eBay or Amazon or whoever it was where he was going to sell the crap said, no, you can't. We ain't going to let you gouge. And now he's stuck with hand sanitizer. And I'm stuck hoping that when he finally does look in the mirror and recognize what a piece of garbage he is, and he does decide to go ahead and end it all, he does it by filling up a kiddie pool with all that hand sanitizer and drowning in it. Does that make me a good person? No. KDKA Radio. AM 1020, it's KDKA Radio. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. I'll say it again. There's plenty of stuff to be wound up about. Don't make up gibberish. This text just came in. Crow, Baden and Auschwitz were both camps under Nazi control. Why would you make light of this? I wouldn't. And I didn't. And it wasn't even a topic. I was talking about the Baden, Pennsylvania Walmart store. I've never been called anti-Semitic before. I'm still trying to sort through that. Dan in Las Vegas. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Eddie. It's great to hear your voice again.
It's great to be heard. What's up in Vegas?
Oh, you mean what's down in Vegas? All the buffets are shut down?
Well, that was my question. I mean, it's if Vegas shuts down, and we had this going on here in town with Rivers Casino, people were saying, well, why isn't the casino shutting down? Well, now it is. If the casinos are shutting down, it's a major concern. What's the vibe out there?
Well, you know, MGM just announced a bunch of layoffs yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Caesars is going to be announcing layoffs on Monday. And travel, the booking is down. The NFL is talking about moving the NFL draft up to its New York headquarters. So it's not pretty right now.
Does Vegas have the attitude of, well, we're Vegas and this is going to be a drag, but as soon as everything's cool, we're just going to get back to printing money? I mean, is there that comfortable back feeling at least?
Well, I've been listening to the news and they've been talking to people that were here after 9/11 and they said this is worse than after 9/11. So...
Wow.
I wasn't out here then.
So, all right.
I didn't get out here until 2010.
You're stuck, not able to leave the house for a week and a half, and you can have one board game. What is it?
Well, one board game?
Yeah.
I would say Sudoku.
That's not a board game. Anything that you need a pen to write stuff down is a crap board game, Dan. It's about rolling dice and about spinning things and about mocking your neighbors when you charge them rent. Literacy, the minute literacy gets involved in board games, I'm out. That's why Stratego had numbers on all their pieces.
Well, I got a better game I think we're going to play.
Mm.
You know, with everybody getting 2 weeks off, or most people,
right?
You know, that would be a great time to make a baby.
Oh, no, that's going to happen. There's no doubt. And historically, after a big snowstorm, after anybody stuck next to anybody else for any length of time, for any reason, there is a spike in childbirths in 9 months. Whether it's being quarantined together or whether it's celebrating a Super Bowl win, whatever it is, that's going to absolutely happen.
That's a beautiful thing. One good thing will come out of this, or millions of good things.
I like the way you're seeing optimism out of it. Short term, does this scare you more than 9/11? I'm not talking about what happened and what's happening. I'm talking about society's reaction to it.
I think society's reaction is justified because, unfortunately, I think back to what one person said. His name was Paul Volcker. You know, he was a former Federal Reserve chairman.
Mm-hmm.
And the quote I'll never forget, he said, in times of crisis, you only have one asset, credibility. And we don't have that.
All right, you just completely stomped my buzz, Dan. Yeah. Yeah, credibility. Eddie, says the text, I think our debt with China should be erased with this passed on C virus. Yeah, I remember once I owed the bank money and I said, hey, bank, my debt should be erased. That ain't going to happen for the exact example I just gave you. 866-391-1020. The money that got shoveled into Wall Street, the $1.5 trillion, would have just about covered every single student debt or a whole lot of universal health care. But it got shoveled into Wall Street, and I think it took, 2 hours? Gone. Like playing the craps. What, I'm out? Crow, says the text, spot on with the hand sanitizer dude. Which there have been so many tonight. You really need to come out of your shell and start verbalizing yourself some more, says the text. I know, I'm a shrinking violet. Jason in Tampa. Hey, man.
Mr. Eddie Crow.
How are you? What's up in Tampa?
Show is always my friend.
Thank you. What's up in Tampa? Is everybody, rummaging for toilet paper?
Tampa is doing fine. We don't live in fear, just like my great Pittsburghers back in Pittsburgh do.
Well, let me ask you this. Is that because Tampa is an elderly population, and they ain't got no more dangs to give? And I'm not being a smart aleck. The reason I ask, when my daughter and I went to lunch, I walked in and it's she and I, and the only people in there, and it wasn't busy, but it wasn't vacant either. The only people in there were the elderly. And my daughter goes, I guess when I get that age, I don't care either. I'm eating. And it's like, kind of.
You're a smart daughter. Yes. I think that's what they feel.
Is that it?
Yes. You hit that on the nail there. But this too shall pass, my friend Eddie.
I think so.
I'm like you. I don't live in fear. I'm not going to be a prisoner in my own house. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you exactly what I did today.
What'd you do?
I got up at 8 o'clock in the morning, like I usual did. I went on my 20-mile bike ride, got myself a nice good hot sweat, jumped in a hot shower, made myself a nice cup of coffee with some French vanilla.
Now, wait, whoa. I call shenanigans. You went on a 20-mile ride and then had coffee? Don't you think you got that backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. There you know where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mentioned the French vanilla.
Yeah.
Stuff. And I went on a Pittsburgh Steelers championship melancholy deja vu. I played the last three Super Bowls of my beloved Steelers.
Okay.
And I just finished up the greatest elite game between Pitt and Villanova, which Scotty Reynolds just ripped the hearts out of our chest and just stopped it. But it was a phenomenal game.
So you're reliving old sports events.
Dude, yes.
Yeah.
This is the day, man. To all my Pittsburghers out there, relive the old championship Pittsburgh Steelers Penguins. Matter of fact, I'm going to start my last two back-to-back Stanley Cup champions matchups. Predators and the Sharks when the Penguins won. I'm going to start that just right to get off the phone with you. I had you, matter of fact, when I did my, when I came home from, always got KKA locked and loaded on radio.com.
Okay.
And I never miss your show, AD. I think you're phenomenal. I mean, I've been listening to you since the four letter, if I'm allowed to say it, sports days.
Yeah.
When you had the biggest, I listened to you and your comrade, you know what I'm talking about. I had the biggest sports show, and I never missed an episode.
Who? And which? Who are you talking about? Me and Junker?
Junker, man. Yeah.
Junker still owes me. Man. Junker still owes me money. You talk about being in Tampa. There are bars in Tampa that got paid because Junker said, hey, you get this, I'll get you when we back to the hotel. There's still.
You know, I wanted to ask you something. Dude, yeah. I met you about, 15 years ago. See if you remember me. You guys were broadcasting at Joe Mama's in Oakland.
Okay.
And I came up to
you. Oh, me and Junker. No, Joe Mama's. And it was a pizza place right as you first started headed into Oakland. And they had a waitress there that was the coolest thing ever. And the pizza was great. And the show was, I think it was every Monday after a Steelers game.
Yes, dude. I met you. I wanted to ask you last time.
Yeah.
And I was you were telling me about your mom being the nurse, and you used to always I came up to you. We had I used to work at the UPMC Medical Center up in Oakland, and I came up to you, mm-hmm. and you were telling me about your mom being a nurse.
Right.
And you always had those scrub outfits and stuff.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I met you. I don't know if you remember that, but I dude, you were the coolest dude, man. We'll let you know. But you're outside having your smoke, and you know, I think I asked you a question. Was Plexico Burris coming back? Because I think he was injured.
Was he injured, or is that when he shot himself? No, that was before he shot himself.
He was injured.
Okay.
There was a big game coming up. But, yeah, I just remember that how I met you, that, Joe Mom is in Oakland.
Dude, yeah. You just flashed me back. You can call me anytime. I was nice. You must have caught me early in the day before Junker ticked me off. And that show, dear God, to say, oh, I met you 15 years ago, my first thought is, oh, my God, I have no idea. I remember doing shows at that place. And the reason I remember doing shows at that place was, one, it was a pain to get parked and get in there by the time me and Junker had to start. Two, much like Tampa, Junker owes me money for drinks in Tampa. He owes me money for pizza at Joe Mama's. But most importantly, and I'm not making this up, and I'm not going to go any further with it, there was a waitress there that had, piercings. See, your mind ran away. Same thing we do when we don't know what the disease is. KDK Radio. And I believe the waitress's name was Christy. I don't know my zip code, but I remember those shows. I thought he was going to talk about those old morning shows where we'd show up at 4:30 and there'd be people in the parking lot three sheets to the wind already. Those I don't remember. I didn't drink. I just blocked them. 866-391-1020 if you would like to call or if you would like to text. This text says, Trump says China is doing a good job with corona. Every Pittsburgher sitting on their porch or patio singing to their neighbors, beautiful music up and down every street. We all live happily ever after. Okay. I don't know if we'll live happily ever after, but I think music has charms what soothes the savage beast. And it genuinely warmed my heart. Earlier today, I saw the video in Italy right now. It's closed. Italy's closed. Everybody is sitting in their apartment going, okay, okie doke. But what they're doing, and it was a video apartment complex, is everybody sitting out on their balcony, singing and playing music for each other. And when you've got, I don't want to say free time, because for a lot of people, it's not free time. It's costing them money and it's costing them stress, and they're dealing with things that completely upended their day-to-day lives. But if you've got forced downtime, you have two options. You can ingest or you can express. Ingesting could be anything from shoveling all the food in your mouth that you're hoarding to watching Rick and Morty episodes for 2 weeks nonstop, or watching old videos of old sporting events nonstop. That's ingesting, and that's okay. That passes the time. But expressing passes the time much more quickly and much more joyfully. Right. It doesn't have to be any good. Play music. It doesn't have to be any good. It's not the end product that you get the most benefit from. It's the expression to get to an end product. If at the end the painting's garbage, so what? You got more out of the expression of painting the painting than you do at the end. If the end result justifies the worth We are in a world of trouble. Russell in Jefferson Hills. Hi, Russell.
Hi, I'm one of those wimpy Pittsburghers that's not watching 3,000 old shows to make myself feel better.
Well, you know, it's about passing the time. What's your favorite board game to pass the time? Let me ask you that.
Scrabble.
Scrabble? Oh, it's another one of them word games. All right.
Yeah, that's
me. You drag spelling into this. How dare you?
Well, you know how it is.
I know.
It's just like, well, I make sure I have mine on there. The nuns taught me well.
The day you stop using your brain is the day you keep forgetting to go back to using your brain. It's dangerous.
Yep. It's a muscle.
I know.
Okay, man. Hey, we'll ride through this. You know that.
Everything will be good, right?
Well, you know it. Here's the bottom line, too. Of course, early January, this could have been started earlier. And it's a little out of the barn. But... Mm. Also, on top of it, I'd knock it down a little bit since everybody's jumping on it. But if it's in Washington County, I think we are going to keep an eye out still.
Well, there are two people that tested positive in Allegheny County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just got to sit it out. And I don't think we get too crazy. We'll have to see.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
Going to the store with the wife. Very few people. It's all the old people that are out, yeah.
Did you find everything when you went to the store with the wife?
Some are empty. Some toilet paper. My wife bought extra, you know, that. But there's plenty. There's still toilet paper. There's all that.
I know.
There's empty spaces. Yes.
Yeah. It's weird. And
yeah.
That says something, I think, about us as a society. We walk into a store and we're startled when we see the shelves aren't completely full. And that's unnerving to us that could happen in the span of 2 or 3 days.
Well, of course, you know, the whole thing is the whole chain from the trucks and then everybody shut down here. And there, it was staggered effect. I don't know about churches yet. Some are still whatever.
I'm curious to see what happens tomorrow with churches.
Right, because the typical thing is they're staying roughly 10-day speed on if it happens. But the church is that all the other people, well, the next step, we don't know. We just don't. So, I mean, it's not going to be that much. But then it takes so much time after to start rising. So they're saying a certain level.
That's the uncertainty. And think about it.
Stay away from people somewhat. Just typically, I never hold doors or wash hands. Just do this. Just use common sense. Try.
Russell, I appreciate it. I don't know if you were listening earlier. My life is perfect. To get through something like this. I ain't bragging. It's kind of unsettling. But as the story kept getting bigger and bigger and more reaction and more decisions and more cancellations and more shutdowns as this week went on, the first time it had a direct effect on me where I went, that's different, was yesterday. And it dawned on me, I really don't get out much. But I'm not going to borrow trouble. I'm not going to look. Oh, we got to get it. No, relax. Relax. If the time comes when we do need to freak out, right on. But that ain't now. Eddie says the text, something bugging me about the pandemic. I didn't feel old until they started telling us again and again that over 65 is the elderly target of the virus. You're only as old as you feel. Don't let other people say it's a number. I've seen those Metamucil commercials. Don't buy into that. That's the beauty of what I got going on. I just turned 56. Emotionally, I'm still about 16 and a half. Maturity-wise, 16 and a half on a good day. Walmart, this is according to a text. The Walmart in Pittsburgh Mills is not going to be open 24 hours now. It's going to close at 11. Yeah, I saw somebody sent me a message. Latrobe's doing the same thing. There's not somebody sitting at each individual Walmart saying, okay, what are we going to do? That's being decided higher up. But how quickly we went from we want a parade to we're going to fight over toilet paper. That's the unsettling part. Now, if at any point during tonight's program, you said, my gosh, that was so stupid, I need to hear that again to make sure I heard that right, follow me on social media and you can. I am on Facebook, I am on Twitter, I am on Instagram, and you can look me up in one of two ways. The word Crotopia, traditional spelling, yes, or Eddie Crow on KDKA Radio, EddyCrowonKDKARadio. Tonight, the show, the podcast will be available on the website, KDKARadio.com. It will also be available on my stuff. See you when I see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.